Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, January 27th. Elon Musk announced that Tesla is going to be shifting its product development to make TeslaBot, a humanoid robot also known as Optimus. This will be a priority for the year of 2022. During its product roadmap update in the fourth quarter 2021 earnings, Musk said, quote, "In terms of priority of products, I think actually the most important product development we're doing this year is the Optimus humanoid robot." Now, with the Cybertruck expected to be Tesla's next product launch, it was expected that that would be the priority for the year, or maybe the semi-truck, or full self-driving software, or the megachargers, or the utility software, or the Dojo supercomputer. Musk reiterated that he believes that Tesla's upcoming robot can help solve the labor shortage. He went on to say that the robot could be used inside their own factories. Elon Musk confirmed that Tesla is not working on the previously announced $25,000 electric car, since there are too many projects in the works. And based on the previous story, it's quite clear as to why that is. At Tesla's Battery Day back in 2020, Musk announced that Tesla would be making a $25,000 electric car that would also be fully autonomous, so much so that he even asked if it should have a steering wheel at all. But now during the earnings call, Musk said, quote, "Well, we're not currently working on the $25,000 car. At some point we will, but we have enough on our plate right now. Too much on our plate, frankly. So at some point, there will be." Now, the value of autonomous driving is something that the CEO reiterated several times during the call. It stands to reason that they want to finish full self-driving first, then move on to the $25,000 car. Tesla confirmed that it is delaying the start of the Cybertruck production as supply chain issues like the chip shortage limit volume significantly. During the earnings call, Musk only said that it would hopefully come next year. Previously, it was hoped to begin production by the end of 2021. No one really faulted them for not achieving that goal, even when Rivian and GMC began deliveries of their own electric trucks. With this news, Musk said that Tesla would not launch any new vehicle in the year due to the constraints of supply chain. When more microchips are produced, Tesla can then allocate some for new products. The Cybertruck is believed to have over 1 million reservation holders, and they'll be holding on a little longer. Joe Rogan is one of the first people to get a close look at the Tesla Cybertruck prototype, and maybe even a tour of Gigafactory Texas. The comedian and podcast host shared some pictures and his thoughts on the electric pickup truck. He said, quote, "The Cybertruck is the coolest car I've ever seen in my life, insanely attractive in real life, and feels like a huge leap into the future." Musk said that he had been driving the prototype around Gigafactory Texas, where Rogan lives close by in Austin. Tesla confirmed that Model Y production actually began at Gigafactory Texas in late 2021. The company is now working on the final certification before new versions of the electric SUV can go on the road. As we reported last week, sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that Tesla is now aiming to start deliveries of the new Model Y by the end of the quarter, likely toward the end of March. However, final approval is not solely dependent on Tesla, and it could be delayed. With the structural battery pack consisting of the floor and the vehicle's body, Tesla can directly attach the seats to simplify the assembly process, along with many other improvements. StoreDot, an Israel-based fast-charging battery startup, announced that they have advanced technology that extends the lifespan of batteries, making them highly effective not only during the vehicle lifespan, but also for second-life applications. In early of September 2021, StoreDot announced that they produced the first 4680 cylindrical cell, and they claimed that it charged in only 10 minutes. In the new announcement, even after 1,700 cycles, their battery that they have claims to have maintained 70% of their original capacity. If this were brought to market, it could have significant impact on electric cars. Rivian has reportedly halted its production lines in Illinois to fix some issues and streamline their manufacturing process. Those production lines got rolling at the end of last summer as Rivian became the first automaker to deliver an all-electric pickup. But now, according to people who have asked not to be identified, speaking to Bloomberg, Rivian has halted their production lines for about a week at the start of 2022 to fix and improve their manufacturing process. Rivian's stock has recently taken a tumble, and this news very well could accelerate the process. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.